This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and laid the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Hisar, Mr. Modi is addressing a public meeting at the airport ground after laying the foundation stone of the building of the new terminal at Hisar Airport. And we go live now to Hisar, where the Prime Minister is addressing the public gathering.
सरकारी नौकरियां की भी हरियाणा में क्या हालत थी आप सबको पता है. यूं किया करते जे नौकरी लांगनी है तो किसी नेता के गैल होले और न तो रुपया ले आ बापू की जय और मां के तो जेवर भी बिक जाया करते.
The Prime Minister will also visit KL village in Yamunanagar district, where he will lay the foundation stone of the new 800 megawatt unit of Deenbandhu Chhotu Ram thermal power plant and compressed biogas plant at Mukrappur village. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate Rewari bypass project and address a huge public gathering at Yamunanagar also. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers, Parliamentarians and other dignitaries paid floral tributes to Baba Saheb at his statue in the Parliament House complex today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, leaders of different political parties paid tributes to Dr. Ambedkar at his portrait at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi, wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case, has been arrested by the police in Belgium, a report claimed. The 65-year-old was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and is currently in jail. The police referred to two open-ended arrest warrants issued against Choksi by a Mumbai court while placing him under arrest. On the arrest of Mehul Choksi, Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, has said that it is a very big achievement. He said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had already said that the ones who have looted the money of the poor will have to return it. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on Odia New Year, Pana Sankranti, Mahavishubh Sankranti. In a social media post, she said, Pana Sankranti brings a message of love and peace to the society. President Murmu said, this joyful festival also inspires people to work dedicatedly for the country. She wished everyone happiness and prosperity on the occasion. The Bangla New Year, Poila Baisakh, is being celebrated in Bangladesh with traditional enthusiasm and fervour. The day began with a grand performance by the cultural group Chayanot at the Batmul, the Banyan Route, at the historic Ramana Park in Dhaka. The programme included classical songs, Rabindra Sangeet and poetry recitals, among others, as a continuation of the practice which started in 1967 to celebrate the New Year. The US will impose separate tariffs on imports of smartphones, computers, semiconductors and other components in the next 1 to 2 months. This was stated by US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick last night. The move comes a day after the US exempted electronics imports, including semiconductors, from reciprocal tariffs. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings CSK at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Lucknow, with 4 wins from 6 matches, sits comfortably in 4th place on the points table, while CSK, with just 1 win from 6 games, finds itself at the bottom of the standings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.